Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it
now! On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Five 13, News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the weekend. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice and positive there. Chris Bryant, Austin Price with you this afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on. Let's go ahead and take care of some business. Here's your three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Okay, as Hurricane Erin moves away, our focus shifts to the next system in the Atlantic that could become a tropical storm this weekend. The National Hurricane Center has dubbed the system Invest90L. Forecasters confirm the system will not be a threat to the U.S. mainland. However, it could potentially impact Bermuda as soon as Sunday, depending on how soon it makes that northerly turn. The next name on the 2025 hurricane season list is Fernan. Is that right? Fernan.
People get it.
Potato, number potato. Two. Tomato, tomato.
And Pensacola Little Theater has returned $65,000 to Escambia Children's Trust after a certified forensic auditor reviewed PLT's finances and identified expenses that were not properly categorized. ECT has now turned that info over to the Florida Auditor General's Office for review. The refund comes in the wake of the resignation of former PLT Executive Director Sid Williams, who submitted his resignation in May amid the review of PLT's finances.
Number three.
Chattanooga County residents finally getting their first look at that long-awaited East Milton Master Plan. Happens on Monday, 5 o'clock, over at the Chattanooga County Administrative Complex in Milton. The documents, well, it's a long-range planning effort designed to manage responsible growth, land use, transportation, and infrastructure decisions. The plan is scheduled to be implemented sometime in 2026. It is 5:15. Sure is. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunk and drug driving, your grief is unique, but you're not alone. You always have a place at MADD. That's M-A-D-D. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-M-A-D-D-H-E-L-P. That is 877-MADD-HELP or visit MADD.org. Let's see, looking at the roads here, don't have too much going on. Do have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, and maybe a little bit at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile. But outside of that, not much going on. Thank you for staying safe out there, especially as it seems like it's thundering in some areas, maybe some drizzling rainfall, some pop-up showers, as Chris would say. As for your weather in total, 81 degrees, low of 75 tonight. Over the course of the next few days, we are going to have these rain chances lingering, and they're going to dissipate come Monday, or at least that's the current projection, but the highs are going to creep up every step of the way. On Monday, we are going to see a high of around 93.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, Governor DeSantis visiting Panama City earlier today to discuss the current immigration enforcement in the Panhandle. Well, DeSantis detailed an operation that is now ongoing.
Although the operation is still underway, nearly 200 illegal aliens have already been apprehended with expectations that the final total will even be higher by the end of today's operation.
Law enforcement located in Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, Walton, and Bay counties, as well as in the Eastern Panhandle.
And a nationwide shortage of child care professionals is hitting Escambia County pretty hard. With over 400 children on the wait list for the school readiness program, Director Bruce Watson of the Early Learning Coalition says many parents are choosing not to apply, fearing extended wait times, which he says could lead to lifelong impacts from a lack of early child care. The situation remains dire, and Watson says he can't guarantee it will improve soon. Officials in Santa Rosa County say their program also has a large wait list and faces similar issues.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, the mile marker 39 fire is combined with the Sawgrass fire in West Broward County. This is down in South Florida, burning more than 19,000 acres. Fox TV affiliate Channel 7 following the story from West Broward County.
A brush fire continues burning in the Everglades in West Broward County. Wednesday night, drivers on Alligator Alley spotted the bright orange flames in the distance. It's been so bad, the fire also impacted people in Miami-Dade. All day Wednesday was hard to avoid heavy smoke anywhere in South Florida. Officials with Florida Forest Service say they're trying to tackle it, but the conditions are making it tougher.
All righty. And the state senator Joe Gruters has now been named the new chair of the Republican National Committee. Gruters is a shoe-in as he's running unopposed for the seat being given up by current chair Michael Whatley, who's running for the U.S. Senate. Gruters is the current RNC treasurer who has the endorsement of President Trump, who calls him a MAGA warrior.
Federal court won't let Florida build any more at the site of Alligator Alcatraz, the former airport now being used as a migrant holding facility. Eben Brown has more from the Everglades.
A U.S. district court in Miami is enjoining the state of Florida from further construction or expansion of the population at the former aircraft training facility in the Everglades, now called Alligator Alcatraz. The site is being used by federal agents to house captured criminal aliens prior to deporting them. The injunction isn't surprising Governor Ron DeSantis.
And we also knew we were going to immediately appeal and get that decision stayed. So we'll ultimately be successful in this. It's not going to stop our resolve.
Environmental groups and Native American tribes are suing, claiming the facility is impacting sensitive wetlands. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Okay, Florida Congressman Byron Donalds also kind of weighing in on this and said the facility meant to protect the American people from criminals, and the state of Florida will work to ensure it remains open.
The governor is not going to let this stand. He's going to continue to fight forward to make sure that we are protecting Floridians at every turn. These judges that come out with these rulings, quite frankly, are not helping the American people.
All righty, knocking on the door of 520 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you, just like we always do this time every hour, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune into our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With 4 powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business. Whether it's on the Market Leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
5:23, News Radio 92.3. News Radio 92.3 has learned new details about this morning's raid of former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton's home, and they also include his office. David Spunt has those details from Washington.
We're told that CIA Director John Ratcliffe worked with FBI Director Patel to provide limited access to some U.S. intelligence that resulted in this morning's raid. Now, we're told that this is likely related to Bolton potentially allegedly and willfully mishandling classified documents while preparing to write his book. This was after he was fired as President Trump's national security advisor during the first administration. We reached out to his attorney, no comment. One of our colleagues, Jake Gibson, called Bolton's office, identified himself, said we'd like comment, and somebody from Bolton's office just completely hung up the phone.
Okay, 5:24, News Radio 92.3. Rallies on the final day of the trading week. Pretty impressive here. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
Stocks surged with the Dow notching its first record close of the year as Fed Chair Jerome Powell hinted that a September interest rate cut might happen but stopped short of committing, striking a careful balance between job market risks and lingering inflation pressures. An Intel stock jumped over 5%. President Trump said that the U.S. would take a 10% stake in the struggling chip maker. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Home Depot, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, Verizon, Walmart, and Coca-Cola. The Dow rising 846 points. The Nasdaq up 396, S&P 500 up 97. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
5:25, Austin Bryce, taking a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
I sure am. Let's see what we got here. We did recently have a texter dropping in letting us know that if you're traveling east on the bridge towards Milton on I-10, traffic is backing up due to two officers in a car pulled over. That coming 3 minutes ago through our text line. Thank you for the text. And also, if you do need to tell us anything, feel free to text in 850-437-1620. Let's see. As far as other spots that could be giving you some trouble, got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, and also got some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for your weather, sitting at around 81 degrees, low of 75 tonight. The next few days are going to have some rainfall chances, but the highs are going to be creeping back up because come Monday, it's going to be sunny, mostly clear with a high of 93.
As Hurricane Aaron moves away, areas along the East Coast still feeling the impact of the storm. Mike Seidel is over in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Hurricane Aaron has left behind almost a fallish day here on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. The sun is back out. There's blue skies and temperatures only in the mid-70s. But we still have issues on the beaches. Rip current statements and high surf advisories extend from here all the way up to the Canadian-U.S. border. Back here, that means the double red flags are flying again today. No swimming today. Tomorrow, I'm pretty confident they'll have these beaches back open to swimming. Surf is still up, too. 6 to 10 footers now breaking beyond the pier here at Kitty Hawk. And the heavy surf will die down later today and tonight. Meanwhile, we're still waiting for Highway 12 to reopen on Hatteras Island. That should happen later on today. In Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, I'm meteorologist Mike Seidel, Fox Weather.
And the Trump administration can move forward with pulling hundreds of millions of dollars in National Institutes of Health grants linked to diversity initiatives after a Supreme Court ruling yesterday. The 5-4 decision in part reversed a lower court ruling that canceling the funds was illegal. Five of the court's conservative justices ruled in favor of the administration, accusing the lower court of defying an earlier Supreme Court ruling that allowed the administration to cancel grants. Chief Justice John Roberts joined liberal justices in opposition.
All right, afternoon, everybody. 527 News Radio 92.3. The State Department has stopped issuing worker visas for commercial truck drivers, saying foreign drivers just may be too dangerous. Fox's Jill Nato has more.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio posting on X, the increasing number of foreign drivers operating large tractor-trailer trucks on U.S. roads is endangering American lives and undercutting the livelihoods of American truckers. So the U.S. is no longer doling out visas to foreign truckers. The big concern? They may not speak English. Earlier this week, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy pointed to a Florida crash that left three people dead. That wreck involved a truck driver who didn't speak English. But the Commercial Carrier Journal reported earlier this year, there's a shortage in the U.S. of about 24,000 truck drivers. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And Ghislaine Maxwell says there's no Jeffrey Epstein client list and just released transcripts of her interview last month with the Justice Department. She also says she never saw President Trump get a massage from Epstein's young female victims or do anything inappropriate. She says Trump was a gentleman in the interactions she had with him.
In his annual policy speech, Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says he's finally open to lowering those interest rates. Edward Lawrence has more from Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
He also identified many challenges, new challenges that the economy is facing. For instance, he said the tariffs and possible price increases related to that. Also, he blames the immigration policy for abruptly lowering the labor supply and the passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill, he says, which changed the tax code for now a possible positive effect on growth and productivity. Now, I'll get to inflation in a moment, but on the labor market front, the Federal Reserve Chairman said the break-even rate for the job market has now lowered for job growth, and that is keeping the inflation rate at 4.2%. On inflation, the Fed chairman sees tariffs as adding price increases, but that price increase is being drawn out over time. He says the full impact has not been seen yet.
Okay, Powell does say the Fed's policy rate is restrictive due to inflation being above their intended target number. Here's Jerome Powell.
We cannot say for certain where rates will settle out over the longer run, but their neutral rate may now be higher than during the 2010s. Reflecting changes in productivity, demographics, fiscal policy, and other factors that affect the balance between saving and investment.
I know a lot of people, especially realtors, watching those numbers. Here's your 30-year fixed rate numbers for this afternoon. Just coming in here, 6.62% is your 30-year. The 15-year fixed mortgage is 5.97%. Fresh new numbers for you. In case you're buying or selling that home. Coming up in 5, we'll talk sports on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. The Department of Justice releasing audio of interviews between Jeffrey Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell and U.S. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. During the interview, Maxwell said she did not believe Epstein killed himself.
So you think he did not die by suicide, given all the things we just talked about?
I do not believe he died by suicide, no.
And do you believe that... do you have any speculation or view of who killed him?
No, I don't.
Today we learned Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has fired a general whose agency's initial intelligence assessment of damage to Iranian nuclear sites from U.S. strikes angered President Trump. According to people familiar with the situation, Lieutenant General Jeffrey Cruz will no longer serve as head of the U.S. intelligence agency. This comes a few months after the preliminary assessment. America's listening to Fox News.
This is the sports machine, Sean Levine, with a Sports Minute sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Don't get it twisted. I love Jaden Daniels as much as the next guy. But is it maybe too much too quick? Like if we're saying that DC is going to take the next step. Last year, they made it to an NFC championship game. Are we really saying the Commanders are going to play in the Super Bowl? Maybe I am. I'm the sports machine, Sean Levine.
Brad's day is off to a slow start. So he heads to AutoZone, where batteries are as low as $89.99. Sammy, a local AutoZoner, tests his battery for free. Looks like he just needs a charge. And Sammy does that for free, too. In no time at all, Brad is back on the road, ready to finish the day strong. Free battery testing and charging at every store. No hassles, just help. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
When you need any job done outdoors, you need Five Star Outdoor Services. They handle it all. Lawn care, landscaping, power washing, concrete, clearing, decks, privacy fencing, you name it, they can do it. With pride in their work and at a price that's right. Five Star Outdoor Services is a local company with your satisfaction their main goal. Dependable, reliable, and affordable. See for yourself. Google Five Star Outdoor Services or check them out on Facebook for all jobs outdoors. Five Star Outdoor Services.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, as Hurricane Aaron moves away, our focus shifts to the next system in the Atlantic that could become a tropical storm this weekend. The National Hurricane Center has dubbed the system Invest 90L. Forecasters confirmed the system will not be a threat to the U.S. mainland. However, it could potentially impact Bermuda as soon as Sunday, depending on how soon it makes that northward turn. The next name on the 2025 hurricane season, as we've told you in the past, is Fernan.
Number two.
Well, the Pensacola Little Theater has returned $65,000 to Escambia's Children's Trust after a certified forensic auditor reviewed PLT's finances and identified expenses that were not properly categorized. ECT has now turned that information over to the Florida Auditor General's Office for review. Now, the refund comes in the wake of the resignation of former PLT Executive Director Sid Williams, who submitted his resignation in May amid the review of PLT's finances.
Number three.
Well, Santa Rosa County residents will get their first look at the long-awaited East Milton Master Plan on Monday, August 25th at 5 p.m. This will be taking place at the Santa Rosa County Administrative Complex in Milton. The document is a long-range planning effort designed to manage responsible growth, land use, transportation, and infrastructure decisions. The plan is scheduled to be implemented in 2026.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, this is something you need to put on your calendar. Very important thing coming up here on Tuesday. The Escambia County Legislative Delegation has scheduled a meeting on Tuesday. Excuse me. Don't get this wrong. It's Tuesday, September 9th. I just checked my day here. September 9th, it's going to happen in Molino. Florida Representatives Michelle Saltzman, Alex Andrade, Senator Don Gates will provide the public with an opportunity to discuss their policy proposals and appropriation requests. Again, the day, Tuesday, September 9th in Molino. That meeting starts 6 p.m. in the Molino Community Center.
And a nationwide shortage of child care professionals hitting Escambia County hard. With over 400 children on the wait list for the school readiness program, Director Bruce Watson of the Early Learning Coalition says many parents are choosing not to apply, fearing extended wait times. The situation remains dire, and he says he can't guarantee it will improve soon. Officials in Santa Rosa County have had similar concerns about their program.
Here's your top sports story this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Game at Yankee Stadium. He finds the second deck. A two-run bomb. Man, oh man, how bad did the Red Sox need that going into the bottom of the ninth?
Major League Baseball on Fox TV Thursday. Four-game weekend series between the rival Yankees and Red Sox saw Boston snap New York's win streak at five games. The Red Sox won at Yankee Stadium 6-3. Rookie Roman Anthony had an RBI single and the two-run home run, his fifth career blast. Red Sox teammate Alex Bregman said of Roman Anthony, "To be honest, he's probably the most mature 21-year-old, baseball-wise, I've ever seen around my life. I'm trying to find out what he does wrong. Honestly, we all are. He just does everything the right way." Bregman's former team, the Astros, scored a 7-2 win over the Orioles to go two games up on the Mariners for first place in the AL West. The Padres are made one game behind the Dodgers in the NL West. Dodgers beat the Rockies 9-5. The Padres over the Giants 8-4. WNBA, nine straight wins for the Las Vegas Aces. 19 points and 13 rebounds for Asia Wilson in an 83-61 win over the Phoenix Mercury. Las Vegas hasn't lost a game since August 2nd. Preseason NFL, the Steelers beat the Panthers 19-10, but Pittsburgh lost number one draft pick, defensive end Derek Harmon, to a sprained knee. He was carted off the field. And the Giants, 42-10 blowout win of the Patriots. Giants rookie T.J. Moore scored a touchdown on a 44-yard interception return, but later got carted off the field with a leg injury. Beginning next college football season, the Southeastern Conference will feature a nine-game in-conference schedule. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey said, "Adding a ninth SEC game underscores our university's commitment to delivering the most competitive football schedule in the nation." For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And also going on in the sports scene here, college football returns tomorrow. A pair of ranked opponents duel in Dublin for the Aer Lingus College Football Classic on Saturday to kick off week zero. Kansas State squaring off against Iowa State, that rivalry known as Farmageddon in Big 12 play. Four other games are on the slate, and most of them I would argue are pretty decent. Idaho State and UNLV clash in Vegas. Kansas battles Fresno State at home. You can catch that on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. Sam Houston visits Western Kentucky, and Hawaii hosts Stanford. ESPN Pensacola, that's 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or you can get the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
Okay, while we're talking about ESPN Pensacola, tonight's game, Fort Walton Beach at Tate, on the air, 7 o'clock tonight, and you're a part of that broadcast.
Indeed.
How's the weather looking out there for that?
That's the thing. Jeremy is going to be in the booth with Jordan Glass tonight, like usual, and he and I have been kind of deliberating on, you know, hey, hopefully the weather checks out. The plan is for it too, but you can't be too sure. The thing is, we're keeping an eye on it. Hopefully the weather, if there is any rainfall, no lightning, and yeah, the rainfall is limited.
Yeah, it's kind of restrictions on that side over there. We'll watch that for you going up to kickoff time, and that's set at 7 over at Tate High School. Mm-hmm. Should be a good game. Other games tonight, Northview at Destin, Lighthouse Christian Academy at Jay, West Florida at Escambia, Pensacola Catholic at Navarre. That's going to be a game. That's going to be a buster.
It should be.
It should be. Pine Forest at Pensacola High, Pace at Mary G. Montgomery, Crestview at Milton, and Gulf Breeze at South Walton.
All right. And yeah, that Catholic Navarre one, Navarre, I think, had a down year last season. So this is a chance to really pop the Crusaders in the mouth and start strong this season. And MLB is reportedly finalizing new media rights deals with NBC, ESPN, and Netflix. The three-year deals would see NBC get MLB Sunday games as well as wildcard games. ESPN would get a new package of midweek games and will be able to license MLB TV and in-market games for five teams. And Netflix's deal includes the rights to the Home Run Derby.
You know, there's not many times that I say, I wish I were in New York City today. But I wish I were in New York City on Thursday. And you're supposed to say at this point, well, why?
Why?
good question. Baseball fans waited hours outside Yankee Stadium in the Bronx yesterday to be one of the first 18,000 people to walk through the gates and receive a free bobblehead.
Wow.
George Costanza from Friends.
Right.
I mean, not from Friends, but from Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, yeah, duh.
I would love to have one of these bobbleheads. I wonder what they're going for today on eBay.
I am not sure.
But you know they're up there.
Oh, absolutely.
I'd love to have a George Costanza bobblehead. Wouldn't that be something?
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
And legendary jockey Ron Turcotte is dead at age 84. Best known for sweeping the 1973 Triple Crown with Secretariat, but his Hall of Fame career spanned 18 years and more than 3,000 wins. The National Museum of Racing and Hall of Fame confirmed his death in a statement and said Turcotte will forever be remembered as one of the game's greats.
Here's today's health news.
All righty, and Planned Parenthood is suing South Carolina over its Medicaid funding ban. The lawsuit challenges the constitutionality of Governor Henry McMaster's order blocking Medicaid funding from clinics. Planned Parenthood South Atlantic is asking a federal judge to block the policy and allow it to receive the funding. A recent Supreme Court decision allows states to restrict federal funding.
Okay, a report from a global hunger monitor firm confirms famine in parts of Gaza. I think we've been hearing about this for a while.
Yeah.
Tanya J. Powers has more on the details.
The Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, or IPC, is the world's leading authority on food crises and says Gaza City is being gripped by famine and that it's likely to spread without a ceasefire and an end to restrictions on humanitarian aid. Gaza City is home to thousands of Palestinians. The IPC's report says more than 500,000 people in Gaza face catastrophic levels of hunger, and many are at risk of dying from malnutrition-related causes. While some people have already died of starvation, others have been killed trying to receive aid at distribution sites. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called reports of starvation lies promoted by Hamas. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
544, News Radio 92.3. Nearly a month after he died, police continue to look into the death of Hulk Hogan. Lisa Lasara has more on the report from News Radio 92.3.
The medical examiner ruled Hulk Hogan died of a heart attack. The Clearwater, Florida Police Department saying in a statement, the unique nature of the case has required us to interview multiple witnesses and to seek medical records from a variety of providers. Hogan died July 24th at age 71 after he was rushed to a hospital following a 911 call. The call and police body cam video have not yet been released. Police previously said there was no evidence of foul play, so it's not clear what they're investigating other than medical records. The medical examiner said he had leukemia and atrial fibrillation, concluding the cause of death was natural. Earlier this month, Hogan's daughter, Brooke, said on Instagram his cremation was postponed because of family questions. Lisa Lasara, Fox News.
545 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price definitely looked at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon, okay? A lot of football fans are now concerned about the high school game getting off tonight.
Yeah, everyone's on the edge of their seats right now. Luckily, with the roads, there's not too much going on. We do have an accident report if you are traveling eastbound on I-10, heading over Escambia Bay towards the Milton area. There is still a heavy wave of congestion there. That was what our texter was warning us about earlier. Also have some backups on I-10 westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. But that hopefully shouldn't bother you for much longer with it already being a quarter till 6. As for your weather, yeah, it's 81 degrees right now. Do have thunderstorms in our vicinity. We've had it drizzling in our area for a little while. And we are keeping tabs on that game. I'll be checking for updates and anything to make sure that the game's not being delayed or canceled or anything like that. Tonight's low is 75. These rainfall chances going to linger for the next few days. And then as we get into your next work week, it'll be sunny, mostly clear with a high of 93.
Yeah, I'd like to set up also that the rain is falling out there. Watch your braking distance this afternoon and tonight. Mm-hmm. It will be a little off because of that wet surface. Areas along the East Coast still feeling the impact of Hurricane Erin. Brandi Campbell reporting from Ocean City, Maryland on News Radio 92.3.
Right now, Erin is still in the Atlantic, headed east away from the U.S. As of Friday morning, Erin was a Category 1 hurricane, but our Fox weather meteorologist told me it could lose its tropical characteristics this weekend. While Erin never made landfall, we still felt its impacts from hundreds of miles away. Today, along the East Coast, beach conditions are expected to remain dangerous. Beach Patrol here told me they want people to remain out of the water as the rip current risk is still high along with wave heights. Winds have died down as Erin continues east, but coastal flooding during high tides is still something we're keeping an eye on. In Ocean City, Maryland, I am Brandi Campbell for Fox Weather.
Here's today's business news.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell hinting that there could be a rate cut in the near future. Boy, this sent the market just soaring today, up over 800 plus points. Just amazing. Fox Business correspondent Edward Lawrence has more on the Fed Chair's policy speech in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
The markets are taking off on the fact that the Fed chairman has now opened the door for a possible rate cut in September. He says the risks, though, to inflation are rising while the risks to the labor market are falling. But he says with expectations for inflation well anchored at the 2% target, that possibly opens the door for a rate cut. Now, he adds the tariffs represent a one-time price increase, but that seems to be dribbling in over time. And Powell wants to watch the effects of that closely. The Fed chairman gave a nod to the fact that the policy stance is restrictive and that he sees economic growth slowing in the first part of this year because of a decline in consumer spending.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Canada says they'll remove many of its retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. effective September 1st. Prime Minister Mark Carney says the 25% tariff on American cars, along with steel and aluminum, will remain in place for now. On Wall Street today, stocks were higher, with the Dow setting a fresh record high, the first since December. The three major averages gained anywhere from 1.5% to upwards of 1.9%. Major League Baseball is said to be nearing an agreement with Disney's ESPN, Comcast's NBC Sports, and Netflix on a new three-year media rights deals for live game packages, but nothing is official. Earlier this year, ESPN opting out of its $550 million per year deal for Sunday Night Baseball, according to CNBC. U.S. crude oil futures for October were up today. They are currently under $68 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, there's an unlikely partnership to build AI technology. Well, let's figure it out. Here's Jenny Casola.
Two tech rivals will be working together. Reuters is reporting Google has a six-year cloud computing deal with Meta Platforms. The partnership is said to be worth more than $10 billion. The companies are competitors in artificial intelligence. Meta will use Google Cloud servers, storage, networking, and other services. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg has committed to spend billions of dollars to build several massive artificial intelligence data centers. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
All righty. And the death toll in the Legionnaires' disease outbreak in Harlem now up to 6. More than 100 confirmed cases, including 7 hospitalizations, linked to the cluster in central Harlem that started late last month. Health department officials said earlier this week that the rate of infection is dropping following successful remediation efforts to cooling towers on buildings connected to the outbreak. Meanwhile, a lawsuit has been filed against 2 construction companies and New York City. It claims that cooling towers at Harlem Hospital were filled with rainwater and left untreated, and that the companies didn't provide a safe work environment.
Boy, the real estate environment is in rough territory here. Fewer than 28% of homes on the U.S. housing market are affordable for the average household, as borrowing rates remain in a critical barrier area, as they're calling it. Higher mortgage rates are largely to blame. Home prices and interest rates have risen so significantly they reduced home buying to their lowest level since the mid-1990s. To put the rise into perspective, get this one. Here's the numbers for you. 30-year fixed mortgage rates stood at 2.65% in January 2021. Today, standing 6.61%.
My goodness. All right. And tomorrow,
there is a difference.
And tomorrow's Powerball jackpot worth $700 million. That comes with a cash value of $316 million. Meanwhile, tonight's Mega Millions drawing features a $234 million jackpot that has a cash option of over $105 million.
Okay, Canada is announcing a shift on tariffs. Are the Canadians going to work with us?
I don't know.
Let's find out. Here's Lily Wu.
Canada extending an olive branch in its trade war with the U.S., removing many retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods starting September 1st. That would include all goods covered by the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, but not affect Canadian tariffs on U.S. autos, steel, and aluminum. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney saying those will remain for now, but that the two countries are working intensively to resolve the issues there. The White House says we welcome this move by Canada, which is long overdue. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
All righty, 5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather. It seems like we need it. We'll also get some pop culture notes, maybe some more frivolous headlines for you to help ease you into this Friday evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Blackley throws it up near sideline towards the end zone. Picked off! No! Four-man rush, Mendoza stepping up. He goes down!
House call! Touchdown, Florida State! Touchdown, FSU!
Florida State football opens the 2025 season on August 30th by hosting Alabama in an early season ACC-SEC matchup.
FSU versus Alabama, Saturday at 12:30 p.m. on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Seminole fan, your chance to win tickets to Florida State University home games is coming soon. Right here on News Radio 92.3.
All right, 5:55, News Radio 92.3. I'm going to give you a heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price in. He's got some information about tonight's football games, the weather I'm talking about, and also the traffic, all together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, let's see. Looking at the roads here, luckily not much holding you up for too long at this time, so that's pretty good. Your worst looking spot would probably have to be Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, but that should break up soon. As for the weather, I did want to let you know about this. This coming from our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, the Facebook page. As of a few minutes ago, UWF Argonauts saying that tonight's Fan Day event at Penn Airfield has been canceled due to lightning.
Yeah.
It says, we are so sad to miss all the Argos fans, but can't wait to see you in a week for kickoff. So again, tonight's Fan Day event at Penn Airfield has been canceled due to lightning. Speaking of the weather, 81 degrees right now, low of 75. These rainfall chances are going to linger throughout the evening and over the course of your weekend, but come Monday, it's going to be sunny, mostly clear, and the highs are going to ramp back up to 93.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Movie theaters across the country offering big discounts tonight. Take advantage of this. Maybe you don't want to go sit out in the stands with the rain. You're going to check out a movie. Michelle Polino has more.
Movie theaters are pouring $2.2 billion into upgrades to get people back in theater seats. And their latest offer is Date Night at the Movies, hosted by the Cinema Foundation, Cinema United, and Fandango. The national movie-going holiday offers two-for-one deals at theaters. Cinema Foundation spokesperson Harry Medved told Fox News Radio,
two-for-one deals on personal pizzas, nachos, sliders, sodas, candy, and popcorn. But one of my favorite deals is two-for-one cannolis. Take the cannoli from Synergy Entertainment.
Rom-coms like Steve Carell's The 40-Year-Old Virgin and Adam Sandler's The Wedding Singer return to the big screen alongside new releases Weapons and Honey Don't. Check out atthemovies.co, all one word, for more info. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And a Dayton, Ohio man facing charges for allegedly throwing a sex toy at a WNBA game in NYC earlier this month. Charles Burgess has been arrested on assault charges in connection with the incident. The 32 years old acting like this. He's accused of flinging objects during a game featuring the New York Liberty and Dallas Wings. It didn't make it to the court and instead hit a 12-year-old girl in the crowd, striking her leg. The NYPD has been looking for Burgess and finally tracked him down on Wednesday.
Charles. Hadn't learned.
You idiot.
Yoka, risey man. Google takes the commie crown for supporting socialist values. Here we go. Democratic Socialist Mandani is now the overwhelming leader when it comes to donations from high-tech workers. According to finance data, 260 rank-and-file Google employees donated nearly, get the number, $40,000 to Mandani's campaign through July 11th. Mamdani received more contribution from Google employees than workers at any other company.
My goodness.
There you go.
All right. And Harvard planning to remove the BLM sign displayed in the office windows of two professors. The Crimson reports that Harvard has informed the professors that the sign will be removed by tomorrow. They placed it there at the office windows of the Northwest Science Building in 2020 following the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Harvard officials say it has been determined that the sign is not in a location where exhibits and displays are allowed.
Listen, I once saw a Seinfeld episode and they did a thing about babies' names and they were going to call the baby Seven. The name was going to be Seven.
Why is
it? I don't know if you. Well, this is just one of their episodes.
I've heard of a girl named
so
Seven.
I was going to name Harry, who is my youngest son. I was going to name him Seven. I got voted down real quick by family members.
Oh, no, we're not.
This brings to mind why I'm talking about. There is a list out reflecting a continuing trend among baby names.
Huh.
Lillian Wu has the details.
New data from digital parenting resource Baby Center reveals some of the top ones. At the head of the list of names, which are chosen equally for boys and girls, Blake, Jojo, Jules, Koi, Landry, Robin, Sydney, and the Sanskrit name Shri. Among those which came close to being used equally, Armani, Ashton, Callaway, Georgie, Huntley, Jay, spelled J-A-E, Rory, and Shiloh. Baby name experts say other hot trends include choosing last names as first names or naming children after places, such as cities or states. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Okay, don't forget, over on ESPN tonight, 7 o'clock, it is Fort Walton Beach and Tate. So, should be a real good game, and our very own Austin Price will be working on that broadcast.
Woo, yeah.
Should be a good one. Rain continues to fall. We'll keep you posted about that, as well as traffic conditions. I hope you're having a great afternoon. Thanks for listening. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9, with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.